Moses, the man of God and great lawgiver of Israel, said farewell to the people, as the Lord had told him that he would not cross the Jordan. He was 120 years old. His sight was not dimmed, nor his health impaired. God had given Moses two great tasks to accomplish. The first was to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt and to lead them to the land of Canaan. For 40 years Moses had led a whole nation with their flocks and herds in the wilderness. All the great signs and wonders performed in Egypt and in the desert, God had accomplished them through Moses, the faithful mediator and intercessor between the Lord and his people. God's law had been given to the Israelites, his holy dwelling place, the tabernacle, set up, the service in the sanctuary established. Victories had been won, and twice a census of the people had been taken during the years of Moses' leadership. There never was a prophet in Israel like Moses, with whom God spoke face to face. The second great task committed to him was to put down in writing the great events he had witnessed and all the words the Lord had spoken. So Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible during the 40 years in the desert. These books had to be kept with great care. Moses gave them to the priest, saying, "Take this book of the law and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God." The Holy of Holies, or most holy place in the tabernacle where the Ark was kept, was the safest place in all Israel. Moses told the elders and the priests to read the words of the book of the law every 7 years during the Feast of Tabernacles to all the people assembled, men, women, and children, as well as the aliens living amongst them. He reminded parents that it was their duty to bring up their children in the fear of the Lord and to instruct them in God's law. Moses told the people that God would raise up a prophet like him from among the Israelites. "You must listen to him," he said. All down the centuries, God raised up prophets from among his people, and then he gave the greatest of all prophets to the nation and to the world, his Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior. In his third discourse to the nation, Moses described the future of the people of Israel in the light of their faithfulness or disobedience to God. The people had to choose between prosperity and blessing and destruction and cursing. "I call heaven and earth as witness against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing," he said. "For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, if you keep his commandments." Yet even if the people were unfaithful to God, Moses reminded them that the Lord would forgive them if they humbled themselves and returned to God with all their hearts. The Lord told Moses to speak to Joshua in the presence of all the people and commission him publicly to lead the nation into Canaan. Moses brought Joshua before all Israel and said to him, "Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land the Lord is giving you, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you." Moses and Joshua presented themselves at the tent of meeting, and the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. God warned Moses that the people would soon be unfaithful and break the covenant he had made with them. The Lord told him to write down a song and teach it to the Israelites to help them remember all that the Lord had done for them. God spoke to Joshua, saying, "Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you." Moses composed a long hymn of praise to God and taught it to the people. Then he pronounced a prophetic blessing on each of the tribes of Israel. Towards the end of the blessing, he said to all the people, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Blessed are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord?" Having finished his task, Moses climbed Mount Nebo, as the Lord had commanded him. From the top of the mountain across from Jericho, the Lord showed him all the land of Canaan, the Jordan Valley, and further away to the west, the Mediterranean Sea. "This is the land I promised to your descendants," he said. "I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it." After gazing on the land in every direction, Moses died on the top of the mountain, and the Lord buried him in a valley in the land of Moab. No one knows where his grave is. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days. Next episode, Rahab and the spies.